Hello everyone, welcome to Spain, and from those of you that know me from before, I was working, yesterday was a year that I defended my PhD thesis on collage authoring tool, which was proposing a pattern-based design process for creating learning designs. Now, in last October, I moved to Barcelona, and I'm working there with a group of people that are listed in the slide, mainly within the 10 Competence project. And there, the group in Barcelona, which is called the Interactive Technology Group, is working on several innovations that goes from the graphical planning of learning paths to some things related to assessment, and that's what I'm introducing now, okay? So I will briefly describe the 10 Competence project, and will focus on the role of learning design, which is the topic of this conference, in the 10 Competence project. Then I will briefly describe the work that in Barcelona we are performing regarding graphic and planners, in this case devoted to the learner. It's not designed for the teacher in this case. It's a graphical planner for learners. We are working on flexible support of learning design at runtime, and some is related to new forms of interactions with IMS QTI. So in this case, we are talking about the IMS specifications, learning design, and QTI. Okay, 10 Competence project. The 10 Competence project is a big integrated project of the SIDF framework program, and started in December 2005. We'll be finishing by the end of next year. We are 50 core partners, and we have a large network of associate partners. The main aim of the project is to build the technical and organizational infrastructure for lifelong competence development. So, just some scenarios to understand the focus of 10 Competence. So, 10 Competence is supporting individuals in the development of their competencies during their life. It may be because of intrinsic motivation to learn. I want to further develop a specific competence that is interested for me, or because I want a better position in my company, or I want to change the job and move to a different competence, to a different company. Can be any of these scenarios and any others that you may imagine. So what's the role of learning design in 10 Competence? So to understand this, I just listed here the terms that we are using in the project. We use the word of community to say that that it is a domain representing a certain profession. And then this community can be related to different competence profiles. Each competence profile is a set, a collection of competencies that define the minimum requirements for a specific function, okay, for a specific job. So a competence profile is composed of competencies, and a competence is the estimated ability of an actor to deal with critical events, as we defined it in the project. That can be at home, at work, whatever. And now the important point for the presentation is the concept of a competence development plan or competence development program, which is the set of unit of learning, resources, activities that are needed to reach a certain competence. So there may be several different competence development plans related to a competence. And this is something that the learner is also able to design based on suggestions from other experts. And each unit of learning comprising the competence development program, the competence development plan, can be designed with the specification, with IMS Learning Design. And so this is the specific role of learning design, IMS Learning Design, within the project. So again, and some tooling that we are developing in the project related to these concepts I've just described. A competence development plan is composed of activities or a set of activities around IMSLD units of learning. Each unit of learning can also include IMS QTI item, so test-based questions for assessment purposes, mainly self-assessment. And the tools that we are developing in the project related to these concepts are a personal development plan tool, so a tool that enables learners to, based on some suggestions related to different plans for competence development related to a specific competence within a competence profile for a specific function or job. And what we are developing in Barcelona is the graphical part of this planner. And this is what I'm introducing later. Then, for authoring the units of learning, in the project we are updating the Reload authoring tool that you may know for creating LD units of learning. And the new name to this tool is Recourse, which includes graphical functionalities. It also includes a new plugin for creating QTI items and also allows the addition, the inclusion of widgets to support each of the activities. Widgets as a forum, chats, and many others that are being developed at the moment. For runtime purposes, the project is also updating the SLED player, which is now integrated with a widget server and an updated QTI engine. That it is also this is something that we are also working on in Barcelona. An updated QTI engine that we call new APIs, and its integration in the SLED player so that IMSLD can be used together with IMS QTI. We are also proposing new QTI interaction types that enable graphical exploration, and working a bit on offering more flexible support of LD at runtime. So I will briefly describe the work that we are doing in Barcelona regarding these issues I just pointed out. Regarding the graphical planner that is now under development, this is not the final version, will be ready soon and tested by September, October, so this is just an introduction. This is a graphical planner for learners. The tool offers then a personalized view on all the available units of learning according to a set of indications related to preferences, the specific learning goal of the learner, their actual position and within the learning path at the moment, and so on. So based on these suggestions of the graphical planner, the learner can design their own competence development plan, okay? So this is a timeline, let's say, and the learner can design their own competence development plan. Each of these bubbles represent a unit of learning, which can be expanded with a larger description of each unit of learning. This graphical planner uses personalization services that are being developed in 10 competence, positioning, navigation, preference, curriculum services. And this all together is used to draw in the interface the different suggestions regarding units of learning for a specific competence. This is more or less the location of the units of learning in the screen. The y-axis location indicates how close is the unit of learning to the learning goal. So these are units of learnings that are closer to the learning goal targeted by the learner. and how far it also represents how far it is from the current state of the learner. How many other users selected it at which point of time, this is the timeline, and how many other units of learning are needed to reach the learning goal, the competence selected by the learner. So this is just a prototype and should be refined with clear indications in the interface, but just to give you an idea of how this is being designed. The x-axis location is influenced by how preferred is the unit of learning, based mainly on how many others selected this unit of learning in similar situations. Okay, and based on that, the learner can design their own competence development plan based on these suggestions. Now move on to a different point that we are working on in Barcelona, and this is the flexible support of learning design at runtime. There are some works that are going on in this line, but we are now working on an approach based on developing templates that can be refined and particularized at runtime. So it's like merging authoring with runtime in a similar way that this is being done in LANs. And it's okay that flexibility is desirable in general, but of course there are certain specific requirements, mainly related to collaborative learning, because of the group members' dependence. Sometimes when you design group-based activities and one of the members of a group are not attending a session for whatever reason, you have to change completely your plan. So flexibility is really an important issue in collaborative learning when supported by computers, and even if this support is rigid. But also, in particular, educational methodologies like dialogic learning, that is the one I will be describing later in an example. And dialogic learning is used for a non-formal adult education. Then, in this methodology, the own learners design the learning process on the fly. So it's not a trainer that is designing the learning design beforehand, but during the learning process, they decide which is the following activity they will be performing. So it's democratic participation even in the design of the learning process. We have developed a template, an IMS learning design template, that can be interpreted by LD compliant runtime systems. And this template uses the principles of dialogic learning and the experience collected from actual practice in La Verneda School for Adult Education in Barcelona. And with this input, we have developed what we call a meta unit of learning with 7 possible activities and as many phases as the as needed in a certain educational situation. So how this meta unit of learning can be used? Any participant in the in a specific learning situation used in this meta unit of learning can select the activity type. So not only the trainer, let's say, but also the learners can select the activity type they will be performing later. And these activity types can be negotiating, dialoguing, sharing, discovering, etc. Then any participant can define and configure the activity with the description of the activity, the tools they will be using, the input and output artifact related to the activity, etc. And then all the participants in a specific unit of learning or rank of unit of learning can perform the activity, okay, with the friend of the participants. This meta unit of learning is computationally represented with IMS Learning Design Level C, and as I've already said, it can be interpreted by any LD compliant player. Had been tested already with 2 trainers working in La Verneda School for Adult Education that had been involved in this dialogic learning methodology for more than 10 years. And the results are encouraging. we will be using this proposal with a large group of participants in the near future. So just an example of a scenario that that can use this this proposal, the meta unit of learning, is this one described in this picture. Okay, so as you can see, not only the trainer but any of the participants can select the activity type they will be performing, can define the activity, and they all perform the activity. So the trainer may say, okay, first we are discussing what we'll be doing later. But then one of the participants say, okay, let's vote. Let's vote what we'll be doing. So the learner select the activity type and define how the negotiation will be, and they all vote. And according to the results of the negotiation activity, they define the following activity. So they are negotiating which activities they will be doing later. And this is a methodology that is being used in, for adult education in many different schools. How do you, this is how the selection of the activity type looks like in SLED. So here, any participant can select the activity type they will be defining later, and finally performing. Right? Let's move on now to a different issue. Okay, so we have graphical planners for learners trying to provide support for specific scenarios related to lifelong learning, in this case for adult education, non-formal situations. And now the work we are doing to trying to provide new interaction types for graphical exploration that can be done with IMS QTI specification. So in this case we have implemented an integration of Google Maps embedded in QTI items, so that we enable more type of interaction types. Useful in this case for geography educational situations. And I will now try to show you a video. I don't know. Yeah. It is working or not? How much time do I have? Okay, so I'm finishing now. You can download the video and see by yourself the new interaction types that we have incorporated for graphical exploration, in this case on maps. So the students can draw borders in the maps, can also click on different locations, order different locations by drawing some arrows into the map, different things that they can do with QTI items for graphical exploration, in this case in maps. Okay, so and you can read further information on the work we are doing in Barcelona related to QTI. So this is basically exploring new ways of using QTI with Web2O services, and also updating the API support for interpreting QTI and its integration with IMS learning design, so that we support a test-based assessment also embedded in learning designs. So these are the conclusions, and 10 competence is a large project, including many things related to competence and development, but learning design has also a role there in the, let's say, low-level granularity level. And there are some innovations related to learning design and its use combined to QTI for having embedded assessments in learning design. And in Barcelona, we are working on graphical learning, graphical planners for learners when designing their own competence development plans. Trying to support more flexible learning designs, runtime, and new forms of assessment using QTI and graphical exploration. We are currently working on finalizing the graphical planner. As I said, will be evaluated in September or October. Exploring also new solutions to provide flexibility, as well as planning new experiences in La Verneda School for Adult Education, Barcelona. We are also in the process of evaluating with a school the use of Google Maps embedded in QTI items, and working on embedding other Web2O services in test items. This is some publicity regarding 10 competence. We are now in finalizing, let's say, the project. We have 1 year and a half still, but we are in the second half of the project, and we are deeply involved in pilot proposals. We have a large number of associated partners that are collaborating, developing and also conducting pilots. But the new associated partners are also welcome, and the participation is especially invited from all interested partners, especially small and medium enterprises. This is all. Here you have the contact information. Thank you.
Okay, we've got some time for some questions for Davinia. Does anybody want to ask Davinia anything about her presentation or 10 competence?
Yeah.
We will make sure that the presentations are up. And hopefully you'll have flash lighted so you'll be able to see that particular video. Anybody else with anything I'd like to ask Davinia? Any comments? Yes, Anna.
Davinia, I like your graphical.
Just one sec, Anna, we will get the mic up to you.
Graphical interface for searching unit of learning, because I think it can help the students. But I want, it's just a detail. Why have the bubbles different color? Does it mean anything?
Yeah, this is intended to mean different, let's say, topics or area. And also the size of the bubbles represent the number of credits, let's say hours, and type of hours that are supposed to take a learner to finish the unit of learning. They are your suggestion to help the learning when they are planning their competence development plans.
Thank you.
I really like the idea of using this as a way of assessment for learning rather than assessment of learning. I think that's important. How far, it's very intuitive as well, it's very forward thinking. How far are you down the road of using this for that end?
You're asking about the assessment with
yeah,
Google Maps,
right, yeah.
And how far are we using it with we have been using it in a school for evaluation purposes, for just for testing the prototype. And we have already conducted an experience with 20 students and also several teachers observing and giving their comments on it. We haven't analyzed yet the data collected, but it seems that their use is quite encouraging and motivating for the students especially. It was surprising that all the students, they were 12 years old, all the students have already used Google Maps before, and their geography teacher didn't know that. He just showed Google Maps one day in the classroom, and that was all, because they have the technological infrastructure needed to use it often in the classroom. But they all have even installed Google Earth in their machines at home. So for them, it was really motivating and funny.